News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says by March 31 this year, the country's debt to gross domestic product GDP ratio should be reduced to 139%, down from the 147% the same period last year. He was giving an update on the Economic Reform Program ERP at a stakeholders' conference for the County of Cornwall in Montego Bay, St. James. The debt to GDP ratio compares what the country owes to what it produces annually. The minister says the government will continue to implement measures to reduce the debt to GDP as it works to develop a balanced budget for the next financial year. Meanwhile, the finance minister says the economic reform program has been effective in achieving growth.
In the June quarter of last year, growth was flat. In the September quarter, already reported, confirmed by Statin, growth was 0.5%. For the December quarter, IMF numbers, it was 1.4%. We expect that momentum to continue through the March quarter, and we expect to end the fiscal year with growth somewhere between 0.7% and 1% of GDP.
Dr. Phillips says some sectors are experiencing growth, with mining at an annualized rate of about 15%, agriculture 10%, tourism at 5 to 6%, and quarrying and construction at about 2%. There has been an increase in the number of road licenses renewed on the first day of the 2014-2015 licensing period, February 17. The Transport Authority is reporting that over 1,000 road licenses were renewed. The figure is up from fewer than 300 for the corresponding period last year. The Transport Authority is attributing this increase to improved communication with all stakeholders through the authority's public education campaign.
One of the strategies this year was support information out there early and encourage them to come in early. We spent most of the year just communicating. We have had a number of town hall meetings, so nothing came as a surprise. So they knew of all the requirements to renew their road license. So we are hoping that everybody will come in before the March 31st.
Finance and Planning Manager, Transport Authority, Kerry Rowe, speaking in a recent GIS think tank. The Transport Authority is appealing to owners and operators of public passenger and commercial vehicles to renew their road licenses for the 2014-2015 year as the March 31 deadline draws closer. Just 1 month after registration opened on February 3, thousands of Jamaicans have already signed up for the Government of Jamaica GOJ Health Card. Registration is ongoing at public health facilities, at the offices of the Ministry of Health and the National Health Fund. Persons began using the card March 3.
In Clarendon alone, they have covered up to Friday over 10,000 registrations. From all indications, it is going well. Right across the country now, there's demand for it.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson speaking in an interview with GIS News. And improved screening opportunities will be provided for various kinds of cancer in women. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says a mobile mammography unit is being procured to increase opportunities for breast cancer screening. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health will be spearheading the introduction of the acetic acid technique, a new method for screening women with cervical cancer.
We are moving to ensure early screening, early detection, right down the continuum to what we call palliative care, taking care of those who make it. But we're coming with some major game changers.
Minister Ferguson was speaking Sunday at a health march and expo organized by the Central Jamaica Conference of Seventh-day Adventists in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Cha, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality.
Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.